talk 1020, KDKA.
Will you talk 1020 with KDKA?
KDKA.
Number one, with the information you need.
Number one, for coverage of breaking news events.
Number one, for Pittsburgh traffic and AccuWeather forecast.
And
number one, for saying that you talk about things that concern you.
This is the Heart Tech Show
on you talk 1020 KDKA.
And I got some breaking news here. I don't know if you covered this. The former mayor of a suburb of Cleveland.
Didn't get to it in the news, yes, but didn't see it.
Oh, man, I just found this. I have to share this. This is unbelievable. His name is Tom Coyne. He's the former mayor of Brooks Park, Ohio, which apparently is a suburb of Cleveland. Personally, I'm not familiar with Brooks Park, but who knows? I may have driven through it. But the former mayor of Brooks Park, Ohio, passed out drunk, lying along a road in suburban Cleveland, buck naked. And they said, his blood alcohol was 0.274, about three times the legal limit in Ohio, and he had no idea where he was. Well, of course not. Buck naked, can you believe that? Where is Brooklyn? Is that a suburb of Cleveland? It is? Okay, yeah. That's what I thought. All right. Man. All right. Is there a conspiracy to make America fat? Are we just lazy, overfed couch potatoes? Or is there a conspiracy? Well, got an email about this guy, and I said, all right, we'll talk to him. That's fine. He runs his own health food store called the All American Nutrition Store, which he started back in 1996. Also ran an aviation company at one time. Got a website called WhyIsAmericaSoFat.com, and also has a book by the same name, Why Is America So Fat? His name is Ben Kennedy. And he essentially is saying that there is a conspiracy between the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, the pharmaceutical companies, and certain doctors. And the conspiracy is to keep Americans dependent on drugs, on prescription drugs. And that is making them fat. Well, he's got a circle right now. First of all, let me welcome Ben Kennedy to KDKA. Ben?
Hey, Mike, how you doing this morning?
I'm fine. Now, you're not a doctor, right?
No, I'm just a guy that's, like you, is concerned about my own health, and I think you can see the picture on the back of the book there. I'm pretty lame.
I don't have a copy of the book. I just have a copy of the email that was sent here. I wasn't so much concerned about the book. I mean, that's fine. We'll mention your book. If you want to read more about it, read the book.
Sure.
You're not a doctor. You are not. You run a store that does a health.
Right. I guess my point, and you know, you can see the same pictures on our website. I have about 8% body fat. So I think I am qualified to help people to lose weight. On the other hand, what my book is really about is more politics than it is health.
Okay, and that's what we want to get into the conspiracy. You're alleging
Well, I don't know if I call it a conspiracy. I'm just trying to determine why there's so many fat people walking around. You know, I lived back in the 70s, and I got to say, you know, talking to somebody up there in Pittsburgh, man, I've been a Pittsburgh Steelers fan for over 30 years, and I know we're not talking sports, but, you know, sometimes I go back and watch some of the old Super Bowl games that were, you know, 74, I think it was 76, and, you know, the crowd looked so much different. Well, I grew up then, and, I mean, there was a fast food restaurant on every corner. You know, life really wasn't that much different. Both of my parents worked. So, you know, why is it that here we are 30 years later and the food supply hasn't changed that much? And I actually think more people are working out today than they did in the 70s, and yet there's so many more fat people walking around.
You're absolutely right. Your observation is absolutely correct. There's probably a number of reasons for it. Hold on the line. We're going to take care of some sponsors here, and then we're going to get right into it to find out why you think it is. Americans are so fat. All right? Ben Kennedy. His website is whyisamericasofat.com. And he's got a book called Why Is America So Fat? So if you want to check that out, yeah, but we're going to hear more about it. I've got questions for him. Why is America so fat? Good question.
Take a shower, in a car, or wherever you are. You're in the Larry Richards, John Shelley, and the KDKA morning on News Talk 1020 KDKA.
All right, welcome to the show. I know. Happy to have you.
frightens you? What kind of you think of that?
Well, I'll be honest. This is the first time I've ever been in a viewer's bar, but all my friends from work at the rendezvous, they love it.
Hey, great. Do you have 2004 rendezvous right here?
Very nice. Yeah.
Right, like a car. You've got plenty of room. Bolt Avenue.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
You do.
I believe that.
Notice plenty of storage for your laptop.
What about mileage? Is it a typical SUV regular?
According to EPA estimates, this one was front wheel drive 26 miles per gallon highway.
I set it in my car.
Yeah, and right now, Roddy's at $5,000 for that.
Really?
Yeah, $5,000. That's 2004 years and with Sabre too. Just have to take the delivery for 10%. You know, and to deliver these stuff.
The summer of champions, the newest model year in sales event with $5,000 sold out and back on select 2004 models. That's your Buick dealer now.
If you don't want your clothes to be dingy, or to feel that dingy, it makes sense that anybody would make a thing out of clothes. Waterlogged, especially like a stone. Okay, my mistake, I'll start. If you don't want your clothes to be dingy, choose Austin's A1 brand. Towels and shirts come out of the washer white as can be, fresh and deodorized. And because that famous yellow bottle is a full 1 gallon size, you'll get more bleach for less money, performance and value. That makes Boston A1 bleach a kind of a life boat, right? Saving you from waste. And the life boat is a dinghy. You were stranded on a dinghy out in the ocean, you could hoist your sparkling white towel or shirt and be seen for miles. And get picked up by a passing cruise ship or something. See, it all comes out cool. Mr. Webby here to teach you about Comcast high-speed internet. Today's lesson, multiple choice. We'll give you multiple choice then. Always read all the possible answers. For example, why is Comcast high-speed internet considered the best internet provider? A, you can download video and music 50 times faster than dial-up for only $19.99 a month. B, you can Comcast video, mail, photo, show, and the fan applications for only $19.99 a month. C, it's the number one high-speed internet provider in America for only $19.99 a month. Or D, all of the above for only $19.99 a month. Answer, all of the above for only $19.99 a month. We're crazy. Get connected for only $19.99 a month for 3 months and get a free webcam. Call 1-888-COMCAST today. Comcast high-speed internet. Get a class by itself. Let me find also on that page by August 31st, 2004. Read the webcam. All the way wide web. Restrictions apply. Download the fees there. 6-day dial. Actual fees there. Installation fees there. Call the pricing service.
Mortgage. One person tries to sell you an adjustable rate, another a fixed rate, and still another at interest only. Too many choices. Too much confusion. Now you can have it all with one mortgage from amortgagenow.net. With a 3-in-1 mortgage, every month you have the option of making your mortgage payment with 3 choices. You can make a payment with an interest rate as low as 1.25%, or make an interest-only adjustable payment, or make a fully amortized payment. The choice is yours. Why, you may never have to refinance ever again with the best of all worlds built right into the 3-in-1 mortgage from amortgagenow.net. Call us today at 724-941-6900 or apply online at amortgagenow.net. That's 724-941-6900 or apply online at amortgagenow.net. We believe choices are good, so choose amortgagenow.net for the 3-in-1 mortgage. Call 724-941-6900. APR 2.15. Rate subject to change. License by the Department of Banking, Pennsylvania. You're just a click away from great stories, helpful hints, quick prison for money-saving coupons. Visit KKRadio.com for information about subscribing to Bob Most, Ohio Valley General Hospital, KDK, Undercover Club Newsletter. Become a subscriber today.
Now back to Index Flex on News Talk 1020 KDKA.
Be careful. Don't forget you. They're still hot.
Hey, Gina, New Talk 1020 KDKA. So why is America so fat? You've noticed that I've noticed that. And we keep hearing about the treating headline. Eating epidemic in America. Well, I guess Ben Kennedy says, you know, like the word conspiracy, I would say that's a characterization of what you're saying, the conspiracy in making America fat.
Well, a lot of things, you're saying not much has changed since, what, I think it's in the 70s, you said you were watching some old clips of
I don't think our lifestyles have changed that much since the 70s.
I don't know about that, because, I mean, on one side, you're right. There's a lot of fast food in America, and burgers and fries. No question about that. But things have changed. There's more processed foods today than ever before that are just engorged with sugar. You've got kids who spend most of their time either watching TV or on the internet. And, I mean, you can try through any neighborhood. Very rarely do you see kids out playing.
Okay, I grew up in the 70s, and, you know, I spent a lot of time watching television myself. So that's what I think I'm qualified to say. I don't think there is much difference. And the reason I don't watch conspiracies is because I think it's more about just business in America, and which usually boils down to making money.
All right, so explain.
Well,
what's going on according to you?
Well, let's look at all the effects of being overweight. It causes problems like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes. Those alone account for maybe $100 billion in prescription drug sales to treat those problems. So, come on, Mike, these companies are making a ton of money. Do you really think they want people to lose weight and not be a customer anymore?
Well, even if that was so, they can't force people to eat it back.
Well, again, though, is it the food that's causing the problem? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm somebody who could eat fast food every day for a month and only eat fast food, and I could probably lose weight. But you know what? If I start taking Paxil every day, I'd gain 100 pounds. Now, why is that? Because the drug will drastically alter your body chemistry to where you'll gain weight and there's nothing you can do about it. It was really, I figured all this out starting with conversations that I had with a lot of women who were just frustrated because they were working out 7 days a week. They were eating really what you would call a perfect diet. They were cooking all their own meals. They were eating a lot of fish, a lot of low-fat, non-processed foods. And yet they gained 20 pounds over, say, 2 or 3 months. And then, you know, some of these women were almost crying in frustration, saying, look, what can I do to lose this weight? And then it started coming up over and over again, when did you start gaining this weight? You know, what else is going on in your life? And they would tell me, well, you know, I went to the doctor and they put me on this antidepressant. And that's really when I started gaining weight. And then I got out a physician's desk reference, which is available to anybody in the library, and sure enough, there, and the side effects is weight gain. And all I'm saying is, why isn't that information out there in the public so that everyone will understand that?
And you're right. It's not as important out there the way it is. I remember reading an article recently about it's not just antidepressants. There are all kinds of other drugs.
No, I've listened
to this. All the side effects is weight gain.
Right. And I'll tell you what, they're some of the best-selling drugs. Lipitor, Pfizer sold $8 billion. That's $8 billion. In 2002, their sales are probably higher now because you see an advertisement every time you turn on television. And that's one, you know, that's for cholesterol, that the listed side effect is weight gain. And that's probably the...
Well, there's a vicious circle for you. So you gain weight, you get more cholesterol, so you take more Lipitor.
Right, well, or another drug. And that's exactly what, you know, I bring up. And I think that's what's happening, is that people get to the point where they're taking 4 or 5 drugs, and chances are you're taking 1 or 2 that are causing weight gain. And then, yeah, weight gain is going to cause other problems like high cholesterol, high blood pressure. So guess what? Go back to the doctor, he treats you with another drug that, you know, causes another side effect.
Yeah. I'm getting Kennedy, who I'm talking to. He's not a doctor. He's just a guy who runs a nutrition store, his own health food store, All American Nutrition. Where is that?
It's in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
And actually, what I am is a political scientist. So, you know, if I sound a little cynical, it's because it's usually political type stuff. You know, you get down to the.
Well, I understand. I don't want to dwell on that. Let me, because I want to get some news here. Isn't it true, though, that they got your gander up when the FDA banned Ephedra? I mean, wasn't that part of your business?
Oh, sure. We sold Ephedra products, but, you know, I'm a retailer like Walmart, you know, and how bad was it going to affect Walmart because they sold the product, too? And, you know, you just move on to another product. What made me angry is that it moved a viable product that really worked and helped people lose weight from the market. The thing that made me most angry was that it was only the federal weight loss products that were banned. See, if something's, you know, dangerous, and I can buy into that, you know, obviously there are things that are bad for humans and shouldn't be on the market, but when you only ban the weight loss form of the product and you leave all these other cold and flu medications on the market, isn't that proof that they're only concern is to get rid of the product for weight loss.
Wait a minute. That isn't used for what? I thought it was just used for weight loss.
No, it's in all the cold and flu kit medications, and that's by the FDA's own definition of what Ephedra is. And I can name two products, Primatene, which you can go to any drugstore up there in Pittsburgh and find today, or Bronchate is another one that has the absolute exact version of Ephedra that was in all these weight loss products that was banned.
It's at the same level, with the same...
Actually, it's at a higher level. At a higher level.
I'm almost out of time on this, I just want to make this point here, that's our given from you. The point was that Ephedra was causing health problems for people. In fact, in some cases, people died because of it.
Well, that was the claim by the FDA, but according to evidence that I go over, nobody was ever proven to have died. And that was the whole, and that's why they call it conspiracy. I call it fraud by our federal government, and I think it was pushed by the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, I do know, and I know this from personal experience, that prescription drugs can make you gain weight. And I just have one, and probably, I don't know if you can even answer this. If you go off these drugs, do you go back to normal?
You know, that's a good question. I think you will over a period of time, but again, it alters your biochemistry. And a point I try to make with people, Mike, is you need to take control of your own health. There are a lot of alternatives. The best one is plain old fish oil, was found by Harvard Medical School to be more effective for treating certain serious psychiatric illnesses than Prozac.
Fish oil?
Just plain old fish oil, which you can get from eating fish, or you can come to a supplement store like mine and buy for about $5. Versus taking Prozac that will make you gain weight and do who knows what else that costs $300.
All right, see, now this is where we're going to part company, literally, because I'm out of time here, but you're not a doctor, neither am I. So we should not be prescribing fish oil instead of Prozac.
Well, and I'm not trying to, Mike, but I just quoted Harvard Medical School, and I can certainly go read their research studies and make a decision for my body. And I'll tell you what, I'll take fish oil before I let a doctor put me on Prozac.
All right, sir. Check out his website, Why is America So Fat? The title of his book is Why is America So Fat? Check it out there on his website. It is 10:25 on Newsline 1020 KDKA. We'll check the news.
Sound like you and your boys sitting around over a couple of cold ones talking about